Okay, I'm going to say two names here. Hopefully you don't already know how they're linked. Tim Heidecker is a comedian. He was on Tim and Eric's big show on Adult Swim. He's been in I Think You Should Leave. He's been in a lot of stuff, actually. Tim Heidecker is a pretty well-known comedian. Even if you don't know his name, you would see his face and go, yeah, I've seen him in something before. He's pretty well-known. He's far left. He's very funny, and his stuff is bizarre, and I would say fairly cutting-edge for comedy, although he's probably not cutting edge now, but he was, you know, 10 years ago or so. But he's a very, very funny guy and super, super far left, and now does a podcast and, you know, has guys on it and stuff and like just rips Republicans and whatever, you know, typical stuff. So that's the first name, Tim Heidecker. The second name is Alex Jones. Do you know where I'm going with this? If you don't, it's crazy. Alex Jones is, of course, the founder of InfoWars. Well, InfoWars, and he says inflammatory things. I don't really listen to Alex Jones. People are like, what do you think? I'm like, I don't actually have an opinion because I just don't listen to the guy. So I have no opinion on Alex Jones because I don't know the show. He's just been around for a long time. So Alex Jones got sued for comments he made about Sandy Hook, I think being faked or staged or something like that. And he lost everything. He lost the website, InfoWars. He lost his whole platform. And I don't know that much about Alex Jones. Don't listen to him. But I did think that lawsuit was horrible, horrible for free speech. You can't do that. Even if the guy's wrong, you can't just, anyway, I don't want to get into it. I did not like that lawsuit at all. But nobody would speak up about it because it's Alex Jones. You'd be, oh, well. Yeah, but he's crazy. You know, even people like me, like I would not really stick up for Alex Jones in a lot of ways, except for I thought that lawsuit was freaking terrible. Anyway, the reason I bring up Tim Heidecker and Alex Jones is this.
Wiggins America.
Hey, everybody, I got some breaking news for you. It's looking very likely that Global Tetrahedron will seize control of InfoWars in the coming days. The folks at Global Tetrahedron have asked me to step in as to run the show over there and become a big part of the future. So we're exploring. Sorry. My name is Tim Heidecker. I'm just here to let you know that I am now in charge of InfoWars. It's an honor to take over the reins and chart a new path towards the future. We're looking forward to relaunching the site soon in the next coming months, and we're not really sure what we're going to do with it. We're talking about all sorts of ideas. We were playing around with it being a real estate broker service or a cryptocurrency exchange market, a place to store pictures, most like a Dropbox account. Not sure, a lot of ideas, but very excited to take this on. And just want to wish everyone, extend a hand of friendship and grace as we proceed through this process. It's not going to be easy, but I can assure you that we have our best intentions in mind. We are in the city of brotherly love, and I want to extend that sentiment to all our friends over there, longtime fans and consumers of the InfoWars products. Got some exciting products coming as well. We're working with a company that will enable you to turn your urine into gold. So stay tuned for more information about that.
Yeah, the Onion bought InfoWars out of this lawsuit, and they're letting Tim Heidecker run it. Now, I don't think this is going to mean anything for Alex Jones. I mean, he lost a lot of money, lost his platform. He's just going to restart it, and I think already has. He probably just calls it Alex Jones InfoWars or Alex Jones Info or something now. His career's not over. He's still going to do what he does. I just don't know what they're going to do with InfoWars that's really going to do anything. They're not going to turn it into a site that tries to pretend to be InfoWars because anybody who follows it knows that this happened. So they're going to do something comedic with it. I just don't know what it is. But I'm actually pretty interested to see because it's such a bizarre story. And as a comedian, or as a person who loves comedy anyway, I got to appreciate The Onion stepping in and being like, ooh, we're going to make a joke out of this. I'm actually kind of interested to see what comes of it. This is Wiggins America. See you next week.
paradise, Wiggins America.